Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you might be familiar with the annual Incognito Art Sale in aid of Jack and Jill's Children's Foundation. Well, every year a host of famous names secretly create a piece of art, and that art goes on sale, all for a good cause. And you don't actually find out which artist you're buying until after you've bought it, which is a great idea. This year, painters include people like Bob Geldof and Tommy Tiernan, and Irish designer Paul Costello, who is on the line now from London. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Catherine. On a sunny London, Sleeping Beauty is now opening its eyes, and things are quite positive over here at the moment.
Yes, you're getting ready to open and get back
on
to some
Monday.
Level of
yes,
normality.
Everybody is polishing their brasses and washing down their restaurant chairs, and everything seems to be, there's quite a nice atmosphere after a very long time.
Come here, I have to start by asking you about Prince Philip, because we were obviously chatting about him at the top of the show. Did you ever meet him, Paul?
I did quite a while back. We were doing a fashion show in the conference centre here in Dublin. It was a designer collaboration, and he came along with the Queen and he shook our hands, and it was all very nice. And I did mention to him that I had dressed his daughter Anne, but he was exactly a fashion victim, so he kind of just continued walking on. But he was a great man, 73 years married to the same woman. That's pretty good, for any of us, and having to walk behind her half the time. I have to give him credit, definitely, on that account.
Absolutely. And you'd been talking about the royal family this week. Obviously, you were close to Princess Diana. Do you think, I asked Jenny Bond this about Harry and Meghan, the interview that they did, will it have taught the royal family a thing or two? Or do you think now with today, are there big changes ahead?
I think there will be changes, but I also hope very much that Harry and Meghan will come to the funeral, which I think would be a great bonding moment. And I would really think, I'm sure it would be a great moment if they would, still keep their single life, what they're doing. But I think that would be a great moment and a great opportunity to help all the matters and everybody concerned.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about the piece of art that you've created for the Incognito Art Sale in aid of Jack and Jill, because one lucky buyer is going to be taking home a Paul Costello original. Now, I was looking at them today, and I couldn't make out, because I thought it would be quite obvious what yours was. I have a feeling, but I'm not going to say anything, obviously.
Yeah. Pretty, feminine and sweet.
Yes.
Just like what I am. Yes, that was the one. Yes,
That was the one. It's a great initiative, though.
Well, it is a brilliant initiative. And some of these major painters like Robert Baller, etc. I was just making a note there. They could be putting money on the Grand National, £60. And if you get a Robert Baller or any of these other great artists, you could get it. The price would increase at least £600. So that's 10 to 1, and it might even go up higher. So for £60, it could be quite an investment as well. So I think it's overall a great opportunity. But we do hope that everybody will pay more than £60 to buy a painting, because it's such a worthy cause.
It really is.
It's looking after 400 children suffering from terrible, terrible problems like Edwards syndrome, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and my dearest friend, little Leo, who has Angelman syndrome. These are life illnesses. Mm. And I think it's just so important that not only for the children that Jack and Jill exist, but for the parents, because I think it gives the parents an opportunity to maybe go to the cinema, go out for a day, go for a walk.
Absolutely.
Give their marriage help as well.
Yeah.
I think we must never forget that, because there's two in this. And It's and with all these wonderful qualified nurses who go into all the homes around the country, they are desperate for money, of course.
And fundraising has been so decimated this year as well.
Exactly.
So just to remind people, the collection is now live. You can look it up, incognito.ie, and the sale takes place Thursday, April 22nd at 10 a.m. sharp. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, Paul, and try and nab what I think is yours. Lovely chatting to you today.
Back another horse.
Thanks, Paul. Nice chatting to you. Anish Toshe and I'm the Priyav Scalton, and Anuk Dilamari and the Hulawan.